Welcome back at WNST TASS in Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are unfortunately, when we got 6 inches of snow outside, not in Tampa celebrating the 20th anniversary of this. Instead, we're doing some virtual radio row, and I know one of the things I'm going to miss out on, and I shared some pictures of 20 years ago last Saturday night. Marty Bass and I were the celebrities that sat in with Nancy Longo from Pierpoint Restaurant at Taste of the NFL. I'm 27 years into the Super Bowl. I've probably been to maybe 21 or 22. I'm still full up from last year, I think. We have Chef Tim Love on deep in the heart of Texas, as well as Alexis Glick joining us here to talk all things Taste of the NFL and hunger awareness. I've talked to Zimmern for years and Wayne Pastrowski all these years. It's so good that you guys are continuing this tradition, Chef, and at least keeping this thing going virtually this year, because we can't gather and we can't eat.
That's right. Well, we can still eat. We just got to eat at home, right? So we're creating that opportunity with the Taste of the NFL this year by bringing it to your home. And while it seems like it's a grade down, it's really a grade up, because now this is an opportunity for us to really be able to help out the whole cause, and that's, you know, hunger with children. So now more, you know, like you said, you've been to the Taste of the NFL for 21 years. You know it's a big party on Saturday night. Well, now we can do the party on Sunday with everybody who wants to participate. So it's less expensive, but tons more people can participate, right? Because it is virtual. And Andrew Zimmern and I will be cooking side by side live from the stadium, and you get to cook live with us. We'll send you out the ingredient list. You get it all together and we cook together, ask questions. And it's a totally interactive situation, completely different than what the Taste has been in before. And it really has turned into an opportunity for us. I mean, Alexis and I are so excited about it. We can't believe it. The amount of people signing up, this is a real opportunity to make a real change. Other than just selling 500 or 600 tickets, we want to sell a million tickets.
Alexis, are you like me and my wife sitting around just watching food and cooking and cooking and food and tinkering? I mean, this is sort of like our full-time, half-time professional hobbies, figuring out the best soups to make. My wife's got some split pea and ham on right now.
Oh, boy, that sounds so delicious. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, you know, I've been blessed to have some of Tim's incredible recipes and Andrew and Carla Hall. And so I feel like I'm the luckiest one. I'm going to be in the middle of them outside Raymond James Stadium, enjoying these game day recipes. But look, I'm a diehard football fan. I jokingly say to folks, I'm a man in a woman's body. I'm just a huge sportsaholic. So I'm so fired up for this game. But what makes me fired up is what Tim talked about, which is this is the first ever Taste of the NFL at home live stream that's ever happened in Super Bowl history. We're fired up that we're the ones doing it. This is an opportunity for fans across the country to tune in, not only cook alongside these incredible chefs, but we have an incredible Chalk Talk conducted by James J.B. Brown with Peyton Manning, Derek Jeter, and Clarissa Shields, the most decorated boxer. It's a half-hour sit-down interview. It's a part of our 90-minute broadcast. Other surprises in store. You go to tasteoftheNFL.com. You get your $100 ticket. And the proceeds are going to support the delivery of tens of millions of meals to food insecure youth. There's nothing better.
Well, we've talked about this at length, and Andrew and I have talked about the last couple of years, and this is pre-COVID, and I live in a city that has its challenges, and the reason we've rebranded as Baltimore Positive is we literally sit around and talk about these issues. And I remember at the beginning of COVID, Tim, we heard immediately people that are already food challenged, this is going to be devastating. And now we're in the depths of winter here, really in the depths of this pandemic. This last year has food insecurity has become something that even people who had never experienced it, this has been a really challenging year.
Yeah, you're seeing things, you know, that most people have never seen before is the best way to say it. And it's becoming reality for a lot more people. So not only do we need to change that, but The good that comes out of that is more people are aware that food insecurity happens very quickly. And like you said, with the pandemic and the crazy year that we've had, we've all been kicked in the face. We know that. That's just the way it is. But now we got to figure out a way to turn it into something positive. How do we do that? We keep our heads down. We work. We create great events. We create positivity. Like you said, Baltimore Positive. We try to create positive things that drive the solution forward, as opposed to sitting there talking about all the negative stuff, which we know exists. So let's be the positive people, go out, have a great time, and at the same time, raise some money to have other people have great times in the future.
Alexis, you've been in the news business, and we have, and I guess this is where I've been the last year with, I'm involved in politics locally, you know, all of that noise, but there is a point where you can turn it all off and go into the kitchen, right? And I guess for this show and for what we're doing, what are we going to be cooking this week? Because my thoughts of taste are going around the 32 places. Usually it's more than that. And I wind up like stealing two or three things. I swear to you, last week, my wife and I made a pot roast with cheddar grits that we first tasted at a, I believe it was one of the New York restaurants that had that a couple, 3 years ago. And we tasted them. So we're going to try that. You guys have done cookbooks, but this is a real chance to like sort of stretch out and learn some new things.
Oh, it is. And the best part about this year, and oh, by the way, you know, we've been asked, you know, was this our plan B? And the answer is no. This was plan A from the start because, you know, it was really Tim who said, Alexis, like, football is tailgating, but home gating right now is what it's all about. So now you have the opportunity to be in the comfort of your home, cook alongside these guys. Now, I shouldn't speak to the recipes. I'm going to let Tim tell you what he's got in store. I know what he's got in store, and some of his, like, some of the best recipes he's got on the planet. But Tim, why don't you share what you'll be cooking on Super Bowl Sunday?
Hey, Tim, it's better be as good as what Carla gave me when I was up at the Chew a couple years ago. She gave me some good stuff.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what you had at the Chew with Carla, but she's crazy.
It was some sort of muffins, as I remember it.
So, you know, it's Super Bowl tailgate food. So I'm doing a smoked brisket and queso stuffed roasted jalapenos wrapped in bacon and grilled. Served with a really cool bean dip made with Bush's grilling beans. So I'm teaching you how to take canned beans, turn it into an amazing bean dip. I'm also doing some sticky ribs. I know Andrew's going to do some chicken wings. We're going to make a couple cocktails. I mean, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen Andrew and I do the dog and pony show, but it's pretty crazy and a lot of fun. We've been cooking together for years. He's one of my very best friends. And so that's what makes it special for me, you know. We all haven't seen very many people in a long time. And I'm so excited just to cook side by side with Andrew. I can't even tell you. So it'll be a good time.
Well, Zimmer comes on every year, right? He came on last year. And we usually talk about the food I've eaten the last year and where I've traveled. I haven't been anywhere. I mean, like, I left Miami. This time last year, we're eating Cuban food, you know. And then I leave Miami, and then it just all stops. I did manage to fly in some stone crabs last week, but that's a tough thing for a Baltimore guy because we have the best crabs in the world here, right? So
yeah.
We're trying to take advantage of the little things we have, including you guys. Alexis, tell everybody exactly where to put this on and where to go because I'm up on Taste of the NFL, and I get the $100 and all that, but an actual broadcast. Where can we find you this weekend?
So basically, so the way this works is you've got to go to tasteoftheNFL.com, buy your $100 ticket. When you sign up, you'll get all the recipes and then you'll receive the link to this event. This is a closed loop virtual event that only ticket holders can tune into. So you have to go to tasteoftheNFL.com to get your $100 ticket. And if you get it right now, PepsiCo has included an extraordinary game day box with game day program, tumblers, all kinds of snacks and goodies. But you got to get to the website right away to claim it before they run out.
Now, Tim, I never say who are the chefs and where are they from or what's on the menu. I just go. But I always ask Wayne one question. Who's the band? You know, so we've had REO Speedwagon. We've had Brooks and Dunn. We've had the Bare Naked Lady. I mean, all that stuff. Is there a band? Because I at least have to ask that question. Not that I need more than sticky ribs. I don't.
I'm not privy to the music. I, as much as I love music, they don't tell me anything until I get there. So
we'll have you and Carla sing. How about that?
That's right. There we go. I'll take that. I don't know if you want it, but I'll do it.
Hail to Tom Brady, man. Hey, I'm going to come down to Texas, get some barbecue with you. Alexis, stay warm up there. You had a couple feet in New York. We're all digging out of this thing. We're going to go to Taste of the NFL and support and feeding people. No more important issue. And certainly having a good time with some good people. Really appreciate the visit. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Chef Tim Love joining us here. Alexis Glick, she's up in New York, and Tim's deep in the heart of Texas. They're all going to converge this weekend. TasteoftheNFL.com. I've done many of these events. I was 20 years ago eating up Nancy. I think Nancy made some corn and crab, something that was just still pretty good. I'll tell you that. Go see Nancy, too. Give her some love. I went over to Pierpoint and curbsided some fried chicken and some cream of crab soup from her a couple weeks ago. We shut the city restaurants down. Open for business. Go give them some love over at Pierpoint. I am Nestor. We are WNST, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Taste of the NFL and Baltimore Positive.